The legislature has been blamed for the loss of benefits to those 11,000 families, but its vote to restrict families to 48 months of benefits in a lifetime only immediately affected about 100 families. It was an administrative decision by the Department of Human Services, which resulted in kicking all those other families off cash assistance. The new law passed by the legislature allows no more than 48 months of benefits in a lifetime, and it started counting months in 2007. On its own, the DHS started counting months in 1996 and decided anyone who'd received help for more than 60 months since then would be cut off. That's how those 11,000 families suddenly lost cash assistance. Cheryl Thompson is acting deputy director of field services for the DHS.
The state can no longer afford to continue to pay the portion, which is why we had to go with the federal lifetime limits.
But there are federal block grants the state can use and has used to help people beyond the 60-month limit. Jackie Doig is the senior attorney with the Center for Civil Justice based in Saginaw. That group is suing the Department of Human Services on behalf of families who lost cash assistance under the new DHS decision. Doig says Michigan has the money. She says at the end of the state's fiscal year, there was something between $70 million and $95 million in federal temporary assistance for needy families funds.
Federal welfare dollars that had not been spent that are fully available to fund every single family that's been cut off. There's more than enough money there.
Doig says the Michigan Department of Human Services should simply follow the state law and not add its own lifetime limit. She says there should be exemptions for people who simply cannot work. But DHS is not allowing many of the hardship exemptions it has in the past.
You're kicked off under the 60 months. It doesn't matter if DHS has already recognized that you can't work. You're still off.
Doig argues the DHS bureaucracy does not have that authority. There is another reason so many families lost cash assistance so suddenly. In past years, when people who'd been on state assistance got a job, the state offered them what it called Extended Family Independence Program, called Extended FIP or EFIP. It amounted to payments of $10 a month. It kept people enrolled in the program, and that allowed the state of Michigan to leverage more federal money. Karen Holcomb Merrill is with the advocacy group, the Michigan League for Human Services. She says those $10 EFIP payments are costing families dearly now.
For folks that were getting $10 a month, that counts now as a month. Whether you got your full grant, which for a mom and a couple of kids was typically $500 a month, whether you got $500 a month or 10, that now counts towards your lifetime limit.
I talked to Cheryl Thompson with the Department of Human Services about that.
And the reason why we did that is in order for them to continue to receive any kind of benefits that will be available to them, just to continue to give them a little help.
Did they have any idea this was going to be counted toward any kind of lifetime limit?
No. I don't believe that they did know that.
Thompson says it cannot make an exemption for those months that families only received $10 payments. So what are families who lost that cash assistance benefit doing? Our partners at Bridge Magazine found some of the families who've been kicked off cash assistance around the state. We talked with Orintha Petrimo in Bay City. She is the mother of two little boys. Seth, her youngest, was born 8 weeks prematurely in December of 2007. There were a lot of complications and long-lasting problems. Until just this year, she's had to be with him around the clock. Even now, it's frequent trips to the doctors. Orintha got a letter in the mail notifying her cash assistance was ending just as school started.
I remember thinking, how am I going to get my school supplies for my oldest son? How am I going to make sure that they both have clothing for school without having to rely on my parents?
Now, she's living with her retired parents. Some of you are asking, why doesn't she just get a job now? And I asked her that. She says going through all the years of desperately worrying about her son has taken its toll on Orintha. Mentally, she says she can't cope.
I have social anxiety disorder. I go to the grocery store and I have an anxiety attack. I talk with people on the phone. I get an anxiety attack, even talking to my own doctors.
and her doctors tell her she cannot handle a job.
It's not a choice of me choosing to be home and not choosing to work. I would love to be out there earning my own money than having taxpayers pay for me.
Arentha says even if she can get past her own issues, she still has her little boy's health problems to deal with. She says no one is going to hire her, knowing she'll have to call off work so often to take her son to as many doctors. Arentha Petrimo says hers is not one of those stereotypical families who've been on welfare generation after generation. She is the first in her family ever to go on welfare cash assistance, but she says she needs the help. Her mother, Marion, says she and her husband, who's retired from the Navy, are taxpayers. They've paid taxes all their lives.
And right now, I feel the system has failed us. It has failed my children, and it has failed my grandchildren. It's failed a lot of people.
Arentha is fortunate. Her parents are giving her a place to live. Not everyone has family who can help. State Senator Coleman Young II represents part of Detroit. He says it'll be much tougher for many of those 11,000 families who've lost state assistance.
They're probably going to go to homeless shelters. I think a lot of them are probably going to go in some of these abandoned houses and sleep there. They're probably going to have to move in with people that will take advantage of them or hurt them. Or they're just going to be homeless, period. I mean, we're just treating people as if they're trash.
At the Department of Human Services, Cheryl Thompson says losing cash assistance, which often is used to pay rent, does not mean families are completely without help from the state.
They can continue to get the food assistance payments. They can get Medicaid. They can get some child care in order to help them while they go out and find a job.
But finding a job is tough for those who can work. It's been a month and a half since those 11,000 families with nearly 30,000 children lost cash assistance. It will be a tough holiday season and a tough winter for many of them. When you're sitting at the table with someone who's facing that dilemma, you have to ask,
what are you going to do?
I don't know. I pray every night. I ask for guidance. It's a very awkward time.
With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.